3 months after a parts failure led to the deaths of 8 American service members in a crash in Japan. The opening bell just sounding on Wall Street now. This is SRN News.
Are you tired of the ups and downs of the stock market? Are you sick of logging into your brokerage account only to find out that you've lost hundreds or thousands of dollars in a single day? At MarketBeat, we know that constantly moving in and out of stocks hoping to get lucky is a loser's game. Buying hot stocks after they've already shot up in value is a recipe for disaster. It's time to stop playing the loser's game and invest in stocks that have shown they can stand the test of time. MarketBeat has prepared a free report titled 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, and we would like to text it to you for free. Text the word PROFIT to 68285. The companies in this report might appear to be nothing special at first glance, but these companies print billions of dollars of cash each year in profit. If you would like to receive our free report of 7 Stocks to Buy and Hold Forever, simply text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll text you this report instantly. Text PROFIT to 68285 and we'll send you this free report right now. Text the word PROFIT to 68285.
Standard message and data rates may apply. Please consult with your investment or tax professional.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You probably know by now we've got a storm system fast approaching, but if you have morning or, let's say, midday plans, everything should be fine. Breezy, mild, high around 76 today. The risk of rain and thunderstorms comes in by the late afternoon. Then widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight and through the overnight hours into Saturday morning. And a severe weather threat, including the risk of tornadoes. Not only that, we could see some very excessive rainfall amounts. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. The rain moves out by noon on Saturday, and the rest of the weekend is dry. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Senate passed a two-bill proposal for a lottery and state-regulated gambling on Thursday after about 8 hours of debate. The legislation has to return to the House of Representatives, which passed a different version earlier. If approved by both chambers, the proposal would go before Alabama voters on September 10th. Christian Horn won the Republican primary for Alabama's 7th Congressional District to the U.S. House of Representatives, but will not be on the ballot in November. Horn had formally dropped out of the race before Tuesday's election, so runner-up Robin Leidecker will be the Republican nominee instead. Governor Kay Ivey on Thursday signed legislation creating a program similar to school vouchers. Eligible families will be provided with as much as $7,000 to help pay for private school and $2,000 for homeschooling expenses. The program will be funded at a minimum level of $100 million. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Got a hungry family? Sam Marcos in Millbrook has what you've been craving. You'll find all the traditional Mexican favorites, but Sam Marcos in Millbrook has more true Mexican food items that you can't find in other restaurants. Street tacos, huaraches, tostada de tinga, elote, and more. Sam Marcos is a real deal for Mexican food. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. For authentic Mexican food, great and friendly service, visit Sam Marcos. Located in the Food Outlet Shopping Center off Highway 14 in Millbrook. Also available on DoorDash. There's nothing like the Sam Marcos experience in the river region.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn. They're not just a pawn shop, it's an everything and anything shop. They're located in Prattville. You're going to find firearms, brand new ones, used ones, military firearms, collectibles of all kinds. 15 years and still going strong, folks. First responders and military, you get a 10% discount. When you need a loan, it's time to pawn. High Caliber on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. You better go see them today for the best selection.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered. What do you look at me that way for, Scott?
Sorry,
Scott.
I've
got
Allison
running buttons over here.
Okay, all right.
She has things, buttons to push, and look at us. We've taken that step.
We got the mics on. All right.
That's exactly right.
We're here, Scott.
We are here. It is a great day. It's a beautiful day here in the heart of God's country, a Friday, the 8th day of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. I hope you've had a good 21 hours since we last visited, and I hope this morning has gone well for you as well. I am here. Allison Sinclair is here. Amy Beth Shaver is not. Sky's with us. Big Dave Jeeves Petroff, the whole game, making sure we go out to over half the state of Alabama, working on the second year of the program.
Whoa.
And it's good. It's good stuff.
I can't believe we haven't
gotten... We should have done a state of the show program.
And then Katie Britt could rebut it.
Should we even start with a State of the Union address? I don't know how many people who listen to this program or conservative programming in general force themselves to listen to Joe Biden. I did not. I did not watch it. I can't. I can't take it. And the only reason I would watch Joe Biden's State of the Union is if I was doing a streaming response at the same time. I saw a couple of people on social media who had a great setup. They had the State of the Union like at the top and then them at the bottom, and you could kind of hear both, but then they would comment. There's one lady commentator. I wish I could remember her name. She does a great job, fabulous job. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I got to show you a clip in the show between the show.
Okay. Is it what?
I can't.
Is it, did you do it?
No. I can't.
You can't.
Anyway, it was one of those. Okay, keep going.
Okay. But listening to Joe Biden, here's the problem with the left in this country. And look, I understand that some more of my liberal friends, and we have liberal listeners, will be upset about this. But hear me out. Does it really matter what Joe Biden says in the State of the Union address? Because we don't really, I mean, whatever he says... There's a very good chance that that's not really what his policy is. He made comments about the border. He made some of the left mad because I think he said he might have used the word illegal aliens.
He called them illegals.
Illegals.
We can get to that moment. Right. That was probably the highlight of the State of the Union.
But can, and maybe it works for some Americans, but you can't have an open border, an absolute open border. You can't fly 300,000+ people into the country illegally. You can't allow millions and millions and millions of people to storm in. You can't pitch a fit anytime any state says, hey, we think we'd try to slow this down in our state. You can't, you know, clash with them and then come out in January of 2024 in an election year and go, we got to stop them there illegals.
That's what he said. He said, send me the border bill.
Yes.
And we're like, you don't need a border bill.
No,
you're just a liar.
He does not need a border bill. The law of the United States is abundantly clear. And he and his administration have twisted the law in an effort to make everybody an asylum seeker. And then even under the asylum laws, that means that Mexico should be jam full to the gills.
Right.
Because that's the first nation.
Right.
And so why do people listen to Joe Biden's State of the Union address? I mean, it is a theatrical event where he says what he wants. Now, a couple of times he did come out as the real Joe Biden when he threatened the Supreme Court.
That was
tacky. Which is a new thing, but we are entering a new era. Mm. We all these people who comment on whether or not we have become a banana republic, some weird, almost a dictatorship type of country. No, we really have. I mean, the rule of law is gone. Civility is gone. Any semblance of honesty is gone. And the left will lie and cheat and steal. And then I'll have people say to me, well, Scott Beeson, you know the right does too. The right does too. Here's how the difference is. And y'all tell me if I'm wrong. Please call and tell me if I'm wrong. I won't argue with you, really. I'll listen to what you have to say. If you're a leftist who listens to the program, we'll move you to the front of the line. But when Joe Biden pretends to be against illegal immigration now, after he's, and maybe he's at his limit. Maybe he had a goal of 6 million, 8 million illegals during his term, and he's like, okay, we made it. The jar is full. I've reached my goal. Now we're going to stop it. We're going to cut this off. You know, maybe that's it. But that is just disingenuous, the things that he said about that topic and other things. And then the right gets accused of lying. What was it? Donald Trump, this happened a couple of different times. He'll come out and say something like, you know, we reduced so-and-so spending by 50%. And the press will literally go and say, he is such a liar. He knows good and well that was only 47%. That's the kind of stuff that we get in trouble for. Those are the lies that supposedly we tell. Donald Trump says, well, I'm going to do this, and we did this. And then they'll go, well, you know, they didn't really replenish all the reserve oil supplies. Trump said do it, and the bureaucrats couldn't get around to doing it, and then they accuse him of lying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or the biggest one of all, he didn't build the wall. He said every day he's going to build the wall. He didn't build the wall. It would be literally like me saying, let's see, what? I'm going to walk to the end of the street. Okay? I promise you, if you elect me, I'll walk to the end of the street. And then Allison hires the police and two mobsters and builds a fence and makes sure that I can't walk to the end of the street. And then she says, you a liar. You liar, liar, liar.
That's
you
said
you
would
walk.
Do.
You walked to the end of the street and you did not do it, liar. They're the ones who made the things not happen. And then they accuse him or us or whoever of lying. And it is very difficult to live in a society that is manipulated in such a way. And so many of our people, especially in the state of Alabama and across the South, many of the red states, we struggle with understanding folks who will do such things, who will say such things. We know people who might lie about something here or something there, but we just don't understand psychopath lying.
I think that's why we lose often.
I think that's a good point. I think it really is. We are not prepared to fight the battle. We don't understand the enemy.
Right.
We don't understand how willing they are to say anything, do anything. It doesn't matter. They intend to win, and we keep trying to play this nice game. We underestimate the evil we are facing. Now, that may be because we're ignorant. Maybe we're stupid. Maybe we're slow learners. But I think part of it is because we just really, really, really want to see the best in people.
Mm-hmm.
And what's funny about this is, and I don't mean to necessarily get into a theological discussion or a biblical worldview kind of discussion, but maybe it is. We're supposed to be the Bible Belt. And I think what we did was we had so many Sunday school lessons on be kind, be sweet, be nice, that we missed page after page after page after page after page of men and women are sinful. We are evil. We missed all the stories of all the horrible, terrible things that people did. We missed the stories of not only the pagans, but God's people deciding to be terrible, awful, terrible, again, horrendous people. We just missed all that completely. It's like we don't realize how bad people can be, and we're unprepared for the battle.
Yeah.
Because they are indeed that. I often try to tell people, and they don't like this either, but some of the movie depictions, the two of them I like to use are, what's the Chronicles of Narnia movie, the first one? The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And then you have the Tolkien Lord of the Rings movies.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those movies portray the evil side, the army of the White Witch. Who's the bad guy? The bad wizard Saruman, and then who's the guy who's the all-seeing eye guy? Not the goblins, but the orcs. Okay. All those people. Those are good representations of evil. And we can decide whether those are spiritual beings only or if they are people. But they are fighting for the destruction of good. They are reveling in destroying the good people. They are reveling in the fight against God and godliness and Western values. And, you know, in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, they're all basically partying because they're about to execute Aslan, who is the Jesus character. And then in The Lord of the Rings, I mean, they are willing to, when they move through an area, it is totally destroyed. They kill everybody, burn everybody, and it becomes a dark, dead, destroyed place. And we see these things, and we've been given all these warnings our whole entire lives, and we still don't think that people are capable of doing those things. Is it a disconnect, or what is it?
I just think sometimes it's easier, and I see this a lot with my friends, like mm-hmm. close friends who are believers and love America. It's much more comfortable to stick your head in the sand and just kind of look away from what's happening. It doesn't, you know, protect your family, you know, keep your job, keep your kids in sports, make sure they make the team, make sure they make good grades and they get into Auburn and they do all the things.
Right.
And if that's functioning okay, we just want to kind of act like that's not happening. And I think on a practical level, a political level, what you're talking about is that some of us on our side are still under the impression, the very false impression, that the Democrats and the left are just, you know, we're all fighting to save America. We just have different paths to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
that have this same goal out here. Oh,
right.
It's going to be a wonderful place. And they want to go a little bit this way, and we want to go a little bit that way.
Yep.
But we're all really trying to go the same way.
And that's not true. The left is after an America that we don't have. They want to destroy what we have, what we started with. And
uh-huh.
they are after fundamentally transforming the country.
Into something new.
It has nothing to do with the 1776 America. And so until we wake up to that and see them, when your end goal is different,
uh-huh.
you are enemies. I mean, there is a war for our country.
I wonder how many times when we say on this program, or people say, look, that they are trying to destroy the republic. I love the whole idea of synonyms.
Democracy.
Because destroy the republic means tear it down, get rid of it. Fundamentally transform the United States. Destroy and fundamentally transform are the same phrase.
Mm. Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I've often said jokingly, I said, look, if you don't think it really matters, go to your wife and say, hey, baby, I love you, but I got to really get going on this fundamentally transforming you. You know? That's what Barack Obama said about the United States. I love the United States, but we're going to fundamentally transform her.
Try it. Y'all let me know how that goes.
We got to take a break. Lots of stuff to do. We want to hear from you on the State of the Union address. We also have a little commentary on Katie Britt's response, the senator from Alabama. Also interesting. We'll be back. Last night.
Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done, but we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us, and, you know, it'd make it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. Y'all just come see us now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, home of everyday people.
Yeah.
Thanks, Guy.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like every day. We're everyday people.
Every day.
Just trying to get along. Last thing on my diatribe. I haven't done a morning diatribe rant in a while, but it's just, I was using the movie references.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
And the Lord of the Rings movie references, there's a part in that movie that people miss. You read the books, you get a little bit more of that feel. But the Shire, which is where the hobbits live, it's this wonderful, peaceful place, just beautiful. And the idea is that the people of the Shire just worry about the Shire and kind of think nothing's ever going to come to the Shire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And one of the visions that one of them see, I don't remember which hobbit it is, maybe it's when he's looking into the glass, the eye of Saruman or Sauron or whichever one it is, the big glass ball. He sees what happens when evil comes to the Shire and everything's on fire and they're, you know, killing the hobbits. And that's kind of what I see happens in places like Alabama,
mm-hmm.
in parts of Alabama. They're okay. We're okay with what's really going on in the downtown urban areas. That's not where we live. We live in the Shire. And it's just going to be fine. We don't have to look. I don't want to hear about what's up. I don't want to know what's happening out there. Yeah, there may be evil out there. It's never coming to the Shire. It's coming to the Shire.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. And that is probably the great mistake that we make in places like Alabama. And let me be honest. Golly, I'm just going to hack people off all morning. Let's not pretend that God is going to protect us. Because if I was the advocate general for the state and God was holding court and he says, tell me why I should protect Alabama. I've been looking at your government and what they say.
Now you're meddling.
And what they do. And they represent you because y'all are all into that we the people. We the people stuff. So tell me again how you're following my rules, my law, my statutes, and how much you love me. I don't think we get a pass. Also don't think we get a pass saying, we better than they are. We ain't as bad as they are.
That won't work.
I don't think that works. I mean, I could be wrong. Somebody
That's
call me.
That's the only thing we got, Scott.
We're not near as bad as they are in California. Please save us. Is that enough to make everybody angry, Sky? Would that one will get people angry
at me. That's lighting the fuse for sure.
Yeah. So look, y'all who are mad at me, just give it a couple of days. Just think about what I said for a couple of days. Sleep on it. Pray about it.
Well,
and then let me know if I'm totally wrong on Monday.
Can I just give everybody a disclaimer?
Yes.
The day is not going to get better.
You think?
Just not. I'm sorry. What we got to cover, it's not, they're going to hate us all.
It's just not going to get better?
At least Montgomery is, because I got an IVF update. They're about to add a tax to prescription drugs, every single prescription drug.
Really? Because it's not like we don't need...
Wait a minute.
Aren't these the people... Hold on, I got to do it. Which one is the best voice for this? No, let's just... Oh, okay.
Is there an evil?
Yeah, I've got it.
Evil one. I could do evil. No, I got to do this one.
Okay.
We shouldn't pay taxes on groceries because we all need food. But
I think we should put one on medicine. Cause you could die in a couple of days. I gotta get the money while I can.
I mean, is that not right? Remember how I keep saying that we don't make our decisions based on philosophy, Sky?
Yeah.
It's not on principles.
It's mind-boggling.
We will stand and say it is wrong to have taxes on groceries, food everyone needs. Well, what about clothes? Shut up, Scott.
There's another one.
What about medicine? We're going to tax medicine.
There's another one. I don't know what happened to the bill, but it was to remove taxes on feminine products.
So
when you add all this up, it kind of gives you inside the mind of the legislative body in the state of Alabama.
Our Republican supermajority.
Yeah, the whole gang down there.
I'm just telling you, y'all,
no,
just remember
what
in
doing.
5 years when you wake up one morning, you go, I really don't think they make decisions based on a philosophy. Just please, please remember.
Should we play the Tam Ward clip?
It's like a bunch of just throwing darts at a board. You know, oh, that looks good. Tax that. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Oh my goodness. Let's go to Papa John.
Incredible.
We do tax pizzas, don't we?
I think so.
Papa John, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, guys and gals.
Good morning.
The first thing I've got to say, the Pinocchios were just so abundant last night, you really didn't know where to start. And
you're
defense,
right.
My defense for watching, and I'll tell you this, Scott, I'm an eternal optimist. And I was hoping I was going to be witness to the historical event that took Joe Biden out of office completely. It didn't happen, but at least I got to be there and watch with anticipation. I think the seminal moment last night, and I will say this because it really hit me. I don't know if anybody else paid attention. When Marjorie Taylor Greene stopped the event and pointed out to Joe Biden that he had made no attempt to pay attention to the event of having a young girl killed by an illegal alien, his response was picking up a button someone had given him, looking at the button, and then mispronouncing the girl's name. And his response was, she was killed by an illegal. But how many people have been killed by illegals? That is the most schoolyard response I've ever heard in my entire life. It makes me think this guy has not only has no sensibilities about what affects people, but on the other side, he is just too stupid to understand. So, take your choice. I don't know.
Hey, thanks, anyway. Papa John. Good point. We got to take a break. The music's coming up. I mean, I couldn't decide. Was he was talking about the University of Southern California football coach or the poor girl down by the University of Georgia? We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Harriet 2 Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious, family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 now at funinmontgomery.com.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet, so just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable. I think we don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Jacob with Best Pro Services. We are locally owned and operated, and we are proud to be a top 15 small business in the state of Alabama. We specialize in pest, mosquito, and termite control, and we would love to earn your business. Give us a call for a free inspection and estimate, 265-9990, 265-9990. Or you can visit us on the web at ppsriverregion.com or find us on Facebook at Pest Pro Services. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Lots to talk about today. I think we'll be essentially dry through midday. Windy today and tonight, high 73. Rain and thunderstorms begins in the afternoon, and especially late afternoon, becoming locally heavy. Widespread rain and thunderstorms tonight. A flood watch is in effect. Excessive rainfall amounts are possible. Severe weather threat, including damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes. Low tonight, 65. I think the rain moves out before lunchtime tomorrow. Sunshine returning on Sunday. Much cooler, high 62. Alabama growers, we could see 30s Sunday and Monday night. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Rev things up in 2024 with Kubota and Capital Tractor. From the number one rated compact tractor to the number one selling compact excavator and more, we're powering Alabama. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
On
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. The show between the show. Make sure the mics are not.
Well, now.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
I thought Allison was about to fall out of her chair. That's us.
I'm telling you, I've been wigged out for years after that.
Gee.
It was strange.
Cheer up, Allison.
I'm sorry. This is probably the only laugh the rest of the show. Oh, my goodness.
So,
Scott,
you know,
you gotta stop telling me these stories.
Let's go out to Professor Byron P. Democritus.
I laughed in the middle of the night about the hunting story you told me yesterday.
Oh.
Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Professor, welcome to the program.
Mr. Beeston and one lady of liberty, you made the call out for someone liberal to call about the president's debate in immigration, and now you've got me here.
Yes, sir.
Columbia University got together with us, and we formulated that first day plan of the immigration coming in, and that's how come we have it, you know. And I'm going to give you the acronym as to why we did it, and how okay. we're going to go to heaven way before the Alabama legislature by helping out in the manner that we have. Currently helping economy adapt to precarious labor aberrations bottlenecking our recovery. Cheap labor. Y'all have a nice day.
Thank you.
I'm
Thank
so
you,
glad he tells us now.
Yes, because it's hard
brain
to keep up.
Cannot write it.
Well, that's definitely why the Republicans are for illegal immigration, is their supporters want cheap labor. And Democrats believe that eventually those people will vote for them. And Democrats also have wrangled it so they can move. It's weird. They've got all these things they can do. One is put a lot of illegal aliens into blue areas so then when the census comes through and counts everyone, those blue areas get more congressmen and get more electoral votes. That's one. And then two, if they have a place where it is trending more purple, leaning blue, they can send more illegal aliens there, and over time, the population changes and it becomes a blue stronghold. Yeah. So it is definitely a political tool that they use. And then the Republicans go along with it because their supporters want cheap labor. And it's a fascinating thing to see how many Americans are okay with bringing illegal. I mean, think about this, all right? If you're someone who does yard work, lawn service, whatever we call it these days, I used to call it cutting the grass. Before that, it was mowing the grass, then you got to cut the grass, and then it became yard work, then it became lawn services. So now it's at lawn services. How much is lawn service really worth if we did not have an endless flow of illegal aliens working for American companies or starting their own companies? How much could a guy or a girl who just wanted to cut grass for a living, how much could they really make
a lot
if the market actually had to pay what it's worth?
A lot.
I agree completely. Yeah. And it's just like the people who work at the, it may be at the chicken processing plant or the poultry industry in general, all these kinds of jobs. We keep saying, well, they're doing jobs that Americans won't do. Well, Americans won't do them for what we're willing to pay right now, but we've bent the market in such a way as we don't know what these things are really worth. And who suffers from that? Americans, right. American workers. Because you got a guy or a girl who says, you know what, I just really want to do this. This is what I love. But I can't support my family on that. We can't support your family on that because there are so many illegal aliens willing to do that job you wanted to do that you can't get paid enough to support your family.
Well, this
so
just
we're
goes
hurting
back.
Americans.
Yeah, well, that this goes back to the whole, we're not just, you know, trying on different paths, slightly different paths to save and make America the best it can be. We're on totally different tracks because you take this, what they're doing with cheap labor, they hate Americans. Mm-hmm. You look at the crime surges, they hate Americans. I mean, and these people are stupid because you're like, do you think that illegal alien stopped and said, Lake and Riley, are you a Republican or a Democrat?
Right.
Because I'm only going to take out the Republicans.
Right.
No. I mean, when you're getting mugged in New York City, like these people that are running our country are stupid and they hate America. And that is evidenced by every policy they've put into place. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the State of the Union, I did. I had to kind of turn it off every now and then because he yelled at us.
Mm-hmm.
Like angry grandfather yelled.
Angry senile grandfather who's also mean.
Like,
you know what I'm saying? A mean
hateful,
person. Yes.
Like grumpy and hateful for an hour and 8 minutes, I think. And it was the most divisive. And that's where you were asking earlier, like, what did we expect?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You can't lie about what's actually happening, but you could have at least kind of given a little more rah-rah speech of just fake that part of let's come together. But he couldn't even do that. So we're on a path to destruction if something doesn't change because they literally hate America and Americans.
Back to my movie thing, the orcs, the dark forces in the Lord of the Rings movie, Sky. They like it dark. They like it evil. They like a desolate, dead place.
Yeah.
So in their world, they're like, we're building back better. We're cutting down all the trees. We're getting rid of all the greenery. We're stamping out all the families. We're making it better. And that's what these people are. They are for darkness. They are for destruction. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be insulting to people, but that's everywhere they get their way, it is destruction.
Yeah.
The only time it looks a little better is when they take something that is prospering, is blossoming, and they get to rip the petals off and go, look how beautiful these petals are. In 2 days, the petals have died, you know, they're brown and dead, but for a minute or two, a day or two, they get to show you the petals they ripped off the blossoming flower, and that's where we are. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome to the program. I know you got some comments on the State of the Union. I hope you're well on this Friday.
I am.
Good deal.
And it took him so damn long to get to the podium. Let's see, I had time to clean off my clear glass top on my side patio, and then he was still sniffing around. Then I went out there and got the chance to clean my gutters, and then he finally got to the podium, and there wasn't much intelligent life there. Let me tell you what, all the way he started off with Roosevelt, talking about Roosevelt and all this crap, what a dumbass. You know, most of probably half the people listening that are under 20 don't even know who Roosevelt is, under 30. And he made no mention of America almost the whole time. It was all an international speech, he does not have a clue what's going on. And you're right, he yelled for an hour and 10 minutes. They must have that bubba geeked up on some hot crystal meth. Because that, you know, let's face it, guys.
The good stuff, yeah.
Well, he is not that way normally.
No, there's no doubt about it. And after you're done, I've got some tweets for you, Sky. I mean, Sky, Red Top, of things that leftists said about the State of the Union address, and you're just going to laugh.
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate it. Have you seen some of these things?
No. Are we going to get to Katie Britt?
Yeah, eventually. She's the response.
Okay.
Rob Reiner, you know him.
Yeah.
He said President Joseph R. Biden kicked A.
Meathead chimes in.
We'll right be back.
I'm a salt man, man, once again, and I'm making sense. Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deaseville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
When your tax refund comes, put it on the floor and walk on it. Revitalize the look and feel of your home with new floors from Prattville Carpet. With faster and better service than the big box stores and luxury vinyl planks starting as low as $4.99 per square foot, you'll enjoy that tax refund turned flooring every single day.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Dial 285-8117 or visit prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody, Alabama Unfiltered Radio, your home for discussions that
for
discussions other people will not have.
For lots of things.
I
wonder why.
So, Sky, give us the update on the wife and her. How's she doing? You look in a very good mood.
Yeah, I am. Sorry I was a little distracted at the end of that last segment. I was texting with my wife.
Really?
She initiated the conversation. And
she texted you. Yes, so it wasn't like you were like, hey, are you okay? She texted you, reached out. That's big.
So yesterday, Kathy was there with her, had to leave. So I get a little antsy, you know, at night. Mm-hmm. So I thought, hey, I'll just give her a call. She picked the phone right up. And we talked. And she said these words to me. I'm ready to get out of here.
Did she really?
Yes. And
if my wife was in the hospital and I called her, she would say these words to me. Have you cut the grass? Well, just kidding. Just kidding, honey.
She's
does she even listen to you?
No.
I didn't think so.
She hears this show multiple times in the regular day.
Yeah, she listens like Jared listens.
Yes. But that's awesome news, Sky. Yeah, and you're getting to go up there this weekend.
Yes, I'll be up there this weekend. And I like to hear that fight in her voice.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
And we're right there at it. I feel the power of the Lord is at work. And I want to thank everybody for mighty prayers, so many prayers going up all through Montgomery, all through the River Region, all through Birmingham. And Lord,
fantastic.
And it spreads exponentially.
Yes.
I assure you, they're being heard, and the Lord is at work. I feel it. And
that's awesome.
We're just a couple little complications, and we're gonna be
How's
there.
The progress on the fluids? They're still thinking about a stent, or is it doing any better?
Well, they're still thinking about a shunt. They want her
a shunt. Is this different?
It's the same thing. I'm learning a lot about neurology. Yeah.
How you say these things? No, we do not put shunts. No, we don't put stents in the brain. We put shunts.
But they're
Spy,
working on that.
Surveil.
They want before they do that, they want her blood pressure at a certain level and range. So,
call the doctors. If they will pipe this program into her room, her blood pressure will go up.
Well, she listens to me on Vault at night, and that
but you're calm.
That's to help her sleep. That's to help her sleep.
Yeah, that's one of the things I do. It's my other spiritual gift, is raising people's blood pressure when necessary.
I'll mention that to the team of doctors.
Some of those doctors might recognize me, and they'll be like, we hate him.
I really need to hold on to what credibility I've got there with the medical professionals right now. So, I may say that for later.
Great.
Thank y'all so much. And please continue to pray and believe what you say will be done.
Absolutely. Amen. So right before the end of the first half, I want to give you some more. Because, look, there are a group of people in our country that are just better than us.
Like the Joe Scarboroughs?
Joe Scarborough, Adam Schiff, Rob Reiner, Meathead from, what was it, All in the Family?
That's the one.
Archie Bunker's son-in-law.
Yeah, the freeloader who married his daughter and didn't work and complained all the time. Meathead.
He is in real life basically that character. No, he's worse in real life than the character Meathead. But he is the one that said that Joe Biden kicked A last night. Adam Schiff said, now you gotta pay attention to what Adam Schiff says. He lies all the time, but he said tonight's speech made clear what we already know. President Biden is the leader we need in this moment. If you want to fundamentally transform the country, President Biden is the leader we need.
Lying. He's not lying.
He's
not lying.
Joe Scarborough of Republican Newt Gingrich Revolution fame. Biden's best speech. Underestimated again. Can he really believe that? There's no way.
But I mean, compared
really
to some of his speeches, it actually was good. He was hyped up
over,
and
you know,
he didn't start slurring till the very end.
Jessica Tarloff, I don't know who she is. Only way this gets better.